When people ask you to repeat yourself or to speak up, it actually doesn't help, does it? It makes you more insecure, more self-conscious, and less likely to speak up again. Fun fact, one, I don't do that anymore, and two, I don't feel embarrassed either. Why? Because I learned how to prepare myself to speak. And this short 60-second exercise that we're going to do together is one that I've been sharing with people for 20 years. It's one of the most effective and immediate ways that you can ensure you sharpen up your vocal clarity when and where you need it. Ready? Say this sentence with me, and don't worry about what it means. It's designed to help your tongue to work on a variety of sounds. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape, fit speech. Now, take a pen or pencil, and we're going to place it gently between our teeth. Do not bite down, and do not let it fall out either. So it has to be held just enough to keep it there. So none of that, and no crunching down. Nice and easy. Okay? With me, we're going to say this 10 times. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Make sure to articulate as well as you can the words. Three. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. Now, take it out. Through good tone, all not part, must serve, and then shape fit speech. I'm not sure if you can hear a difference in the way I say it, because I was already warm before I started this video. The reason this sentence is so effective is because it includes a full range of English vowel positions. Front to back, high to low, forcing the tongue to articulate more precisely without the jaw doing most of the work. And because the tongue has to hit every consonant so cleanly, your words become sharper, clearer, and much easier to understand. Now, the best way to ensure that it's working for you and you don't have to continue or try something else is to record yourself. Take your phone or your computer and just say this sentence after doing the exercise with this in your mouth. Do it before and after and see if you can notice the difference. So record yourself, listen back, and when you start to hear those changes, those subtle improvements, this will also in turn help you with your confidence. And when you have greater confidence, you'll be able to speak more openly and more freely and more precisely in any situation. If you can do that in 1 minute, imagine what you can do with five.